Okay, Wadaf Kovov. Amar Rechia Bar Abin Yochad Echim Nachan Shemais, one of the brothers who dies, so Yirukol Afin Kol, all the brothers should be afraid lest their death is coming. Similarly, if one of the members of a Echim Ibn Chabura Shemais, Tidag Kol Chabura Kol, the entire group should worry that theirs is coming close. The Meis Golor and the Meis Kotten. Some say the concern is greatest if the youngest dies, because the least significant people are punished first. Then we say Kol HaMakal Kol in Peturin. There's a little bit more on that there. Next Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda says Hatsad Sipor Lemigdal Utsvi Labayis Chayav. One who traps a bird in a closet or a cage, and one who traps a deer into a house is going to be Chayav. Chayav say Sipor Lemigdal. One is Chayav for trapping a bird in a closet and for trapping a deer in a garden or into a courtyard into an enclosure, which is a bivar, from the Latin vivarium, a place where animals are kept. Rabbi Shmuel says not all enclosures are equal, and this is the rule. They'll call Mechuser Tzedeh. If the trapping of the animal is inadequate and it's still necessary to do more, you're not going to be chayev. Shena b'chus say that you're going to be chayev. Next mission is Tzvi shenichnas labayis v'nal echa b'fonam chayev. A deer enters the house on its own. One locks the door in front of it, you're going to be chayev. If two people lock the door, they're going to be potter, because neither performed a complete malacha. Now, if one person is incapable of locking the door and two people locked it, they're going to be chayev, because that's the typical way to do it. Rabbi Shimon says potter in that case. Okay, not a lot of background in this daf that one is needed. I mean, the word gorziki is a type of cage, a tzipor drawer. It's a type of wild bird, maybe a swallow, which is evasive and good at dodging people. Just a ara to make here. The Mishnah says that one is exempt for all acts of malacha that you do for a destructive purpose, makalkil. Now, Rabbi Abohu quotes a Tana who says the malachas of chovel, inflicting a wound, and mavir, a fire, are exceptions for where one is going to be chayev, even when he does the malacha for a destructive purpose. And Riochanan argues and holds that one is chayev for chov mavir only when there is a constructive element in the perpetrator's act. For example, he's chayev for chovel only when he inflicts a wound on an animal in order to obtain blood to feed his dog. And he's chayev for mavir only when he kindles a fire because he needs the ashes. So the Gemara questions Rebbe's opinion from the Mishnah that says that one is exempt for all malachas done for destructive purposes. And the Gemara answers the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, while Tana quote Rebbe follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not possible to perform an act of mavir chovel shenitzur chalagufa for constructive purpose. And that would bring up the following question, that even though one is chayav for an act of makalkal, according to Rabbi Shimon, in order to be chayav on Shabbos for doing a malacha, another condition must be met. The malacha must be a malacha shetzrich v'lagufa. So how can one do an act of makalkal, a malacha for a non-constructive purpose, which is tzricha l'gufo? Since it's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufo, one should be exempt, according to Rabbi Shimon, even makalkal b'chabura. That's Tosus to Sanhedrin 84b, asked that kasha. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Shimon holds that one's chayav only in a situation when a person intends to do damage, like is by burning or hurting his friend. And even though he intends to do damage, the damage is still objectively called makalkal, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda exempts him for such an act. Rabbi Shimon holds that he is chayav. On 106b, we have the concept of a tzipor drawer. Rav Bar Chana says that the Mishnah discusses a tzipor drawer, a wild bird which does not accept any authority. And such a bird isn't considered captured even when it's enclosed in a house. Rashi explains the reason the bird is not considered captured while it's in the house is because it flies from one corner of the house to the other, and you can't catch it. In the Mishnah, however, Rashi explains that the bird is not considered captured because it escapes through the windows. Why does Rashi change his explanation? So the Gemara initially suggests the difference between a bird that is captured, considered captured, and one that's not considered captured. That depends on the type of enclosure surrounding the bird. If it's roofed, the bird is considered captured. If it's not roofed, the bird is not considered captured. If the Gemara at this stage means the bird can evade capture by fleeing from one corner to the other, then it shouldn't matter whether the enclosure is roofed or not. The bird can always escape. It must be that the Gemara at this stage refers to an ordinary bird that can escape only through the open parts of the house. And the Gemara concludes that a bird is not considered captured even in a roofed area when that bird is a tzipor drawer. Accordingly, it must be that the bird escapes by flying from corner to corner and not by flying away through the windows. That's why a tzipor drawer is the only bird that is not considered captured in such a situation.